Dr. Jeffrey Halstead has been Canandaigua's hometown dentist for more than 35 years, offering routine dental care as well as cosmetic dentistry, implants, and dentures by their highly trained and experienced staff. Visit them online at canandaiguadentistry.com or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Do you want to know what's happening in the Finger Lakes? We do too. We're going in depth with decision makers in the heart of upstate New York to get the answers you need. From the team of FingerLakes1.com, this is Inside the FLX.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Inside the FLX. Today I am joined by Chris Lejeski from the Montezuma Audubon Center for our monthly update. And as always, we are talking birds, closing in on the solar eclipse day here in the Finger Lakes. Chris, how's things going?
Good, Josh. Great to be with you. Another beautiful day in the Finger Lakes. We've put winter hopefully behind us for good now after that weekend snow. The sun is shining. The south winds are blowing quite strong, which continues to allow birds to migrate back into the Finger Lakes region. You know, we're still seeing a lot of ducks moving in, even though the waterfowl migration was several weeks early this year to start. They're continuing to pour into the Finger Lakes. So whether you're on one of our Finger Lakes, you're near a marsh or in the Montezuma Wetlands Complex itself, there's a lot of birds still migrating through.
I was going to say, that little bit of reintegration to winter we had about a week ago, you know, 5, 6, 7 days like that, after a stretch of unusually warm like we had through February and early March, does that kind of put things on pause? Do you guys actually see a noticeable pause in the migration? And does it pick back up or does it just kind of continue?
No, you're exactly right. There was a pause. There was a noticeable pause for most of second half of February and first half of March. The waterfowl migration was open and we had millions of birds migrating through. And then with last week's winter conditions, at least at the Audubon Center, we noticed that we had the same number of ducks and same species of ducks on our marshes each and every day. With the north wind blowing pretty much every day last week, we had thought that the birds would pretty much stay where they were and then just wait for the southerly winds to start to blow. So now that spring is back, we've got the south winds blowing again, I would expect that those birds are going to continue to move on through, and we'll get more birds that were still down south coming back here into the Finger Lakes region.
How long does a cold snap need to persist in order to make a pause turn into something where perhaps some species are retreating a little bit?
In the past, when snow geese, for example, have moved into the Finger Lakes region maybe last week of February, and then winter comes back in the first half of March and the north winds blow consistently, we have seen those snow geese heading back south, maybe just down to the southern Finger Lakes region or Twin Tier areas of New York and Pennsylvania, because they realized that they had gotten a head start on things and winter wasn't quite done with us. But I would expect, at least looking at the long-range weather forecast now, that you know spring is solidly here and we're going to continue to enjoy a great variety of birds, you know, dozens and dozens of species of waterfowl, shorebirds and songbirds, and birds of prey coming back into the Finger Lakes region.
Next most anticipated or most interesting bird that will be making its return over the next 30 days or so?
Wow. Well, my favorites, and I still have to wait another month and a half to 2 months for these birds to come back in, but the warblers. Okay. They're the small, beautiful, I think they're beautiful, colorful birds that overwinter in the Caribbean islands, Central America, and South America. And they are just now starting to make their journey northward. So that by late April and into May, we'll start to see these very colorful and melodious birds return to the Finger Lakes region.
Very cool. Species spotlight time, and we were talking before we came on here that this is one of my personal favorite birds just because of its uniqueness.
Yeah.
Turkey vulture.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that. Sometimes referred to as a buzzard. That's obviously not a technical term.
Mm-hmm.
But give us a little background on that, and maybe how that name came to be, too, if you happen to have that intel on you.
I don't know offhand where the term buzzard came from, other than maybe they were buzzing over people's homes people themselves. But the turkey vulture is one of our largest bird species that resides in the Finger Lakes region. Typically, they will overwinter just down to the south of us, maybe mid-Atlantic states or southeast United States for the winter. We generally have too much snow cover, generally speaking, for them to find their favorite food, which is carrion. Now, as we're getting into the spring season here and people are looking up into the sky, they might notice about a 6-foot wide wingspan of this bird, and the turkey vulture has its wings tipped up slightly in a V formation. So looking at a bird, like a huge bird up in the sky, people might have a difficult time differentiating the turkey vulture from a bald eagle. But that V-shaped wing flight that it has differentiates it from the bald eagle, because bald eagles keep their wings straight out. The other noticeable difference with the turkey vulture is that the underside of the wings are black and gray, whereas with the bald eagle, it's mostly solid brown. Now, the adult turkey vulture is a really cool looking beast, I think, because they have no feathers on their head and the skin is bright red. The juvenile turkey vultures, those are going to be born this coming spring, are going to have a gray head overall. Again, no feathers whatsoever. Now, because their favorite food is carrion, they're going to be mostly seen over open country areas, so fields, agricultural areas, even urban areas, you know, like so many of our areas in the Finger Lakes region can have turkey vultures soaring overhead. So with spring returning now and south winds blowing, I would expect we're going to see even more turkey vultures coming into this area.
How populous is that bird in upstate New York or in the Finger Lakes compared to some other common species? Are there a lot of them? We don't typically see, you know, them everywhere per se, but I would assume it's somewhat common?
Yeah, they're a common bird, no doubt. And during migration is the time to see flocks of turkey vultures. Best place to see them migrating in mass, and this may be hundreds to as many as a few thousand over the course of a single day, is along the south shore of Lake Ontario. So Braddock Bay over in Greece, New York, just west of Rochester, is a great place to go and see potentially thousands of these buzzards soaring overhead. Derby Hill, which is just to the north of Oswego up on Lake Ontario, is another great place to see potentially thousands of these birds. And the reason why those two locations are particularly good places to visit is that is where there's a designated what we call hawk watch. So there is a designated counter at both of those locations, and each and every day this birder is out there counting how many birds of prey, like the turkey vulture, are soaring overhead. And if people are interested in getting up there, I encourage them to go on a south wind day or a slightly southwest wind day. That's when the floodgates will open and raptors and eagles, osprey and vultures are going to be migrating through in mass.
That's incredible. Incredible stuff. Annual benefit coming up June 10th. Talk to us a little bit about what that is and also what some of the opportunities are for folks in the community who maybe want to get involved.
Yeah, so our biggest fundraiser of the year is coming up on Monday, June 10th. And our annual benefit, once again this year, will be held at the Wayne Hills Country Club, just outside of Lyons, a beautiful golf course. We've had this event there now for several years. They treat us really well. They are very much in support of conservation efforts that we do at Montezuma, but really across the Finger Lakes region. And so we're inviting nature enthusiasts and birders and people who want to support our next generation of conservationists program where we're working with young people in our community to help them on their path to feel a career in the conservation field, to join us at Wayne Hills Country Club. Join us for a day of golf. And if folks register for that day of golf and the golf tournament, there's going to be lunch included, a cocktail reception after the day of golf. We're going to have a dinner and awards reception and raffles and wine pulls. It's just going to be a fantastic event. And we're looking to raise $20,000 to support our conservation efforts at Montezuma Audubon Center. Now, we recognize that not everyone can take off from work on a Monday, and that's understandable. We do have a reception-only option for folks so they can join us for the cocktail reception and the dinner starting at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then still, if just people can't break away at all on Monday, June 10th, they can join us through our online auction, which is going to open up on June 1st and go through June 11th, the day after the benefit. So all of this information and links to the registration, the sponsorship, and our online auction are on our website, which is montezuma.audubon.org.
And we'll throw the links to those in the show notes here too as well. Volunteer opportunities. Feels like we talk about this every year when the weather starts to look a little warmer. There's a lot of work to do. And there's a lot of opportunities to get involved. If you want to physically get involved with the work you guys are doing, talk to us about that.
Yeah, we do have a lot of habitat enhancement opportunities for people to get involved with, whether they're individuals or family members. We've got an event coming up at the Audubon Center on Saturday, April 20th. That's kind of an Earth Day celebration where we're going to be helping to restore our forest ecosystem right at the Audubon Center. But I also wanted to highlight some indoor opportunities because I recognize that not everyone is interested in being outdoors, maybe getting their hands dirty. So a couple of indoor volunteer opportunities at Montezuma Audubon Center are our ambassador role and our animal caretaker position. So the ambassador is kind of like our frontline greeter, our volunteer who welcomes guests into the Audubon Center, orients them to our exhibits and our 200 acres and 2 miles of trails, and then also communicates about what birds are being seen at Montezuma Audubon Center. Now, we provide all the training for this volunteer opportunity, and we're looking for folks to spend maybe just a few hours a month with us, welcoming our guests and also answering the phones and directing people to other areas within the Montezuma Wetlands Complex. And that's a great opportunity for people who are charismatic and outgoing. They don't have to be a birding expert. We can provide training on that, but they have to be willing to engage people. They're friendly and welcoming. And I know there's a lot of people in the Finger Lakes region that are certainly like that. The other opportunity we have is our animal caretaker position. So we have frogs and turtles on display inside Montezuma Audubon Center in terrariums. And every few days they have to be fed and provided with clean water. And so we're looking for somebody to spend maybe a couple hours a week with us taking care of our reptiles and amphibians that are on display. And they're all native to the Montezuma Wetlands Complex. So it helps our visitors understand what amazing creatures, just some of the amazing creatures that can be found at the Montezuma Wetlands Complex. So all this information, again, on our website.
Awesome opportunities for sure. April break, day of play, that's coming up within the first week of April here. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so that's going to be spring break week, just after Easter there. So the schools are going to be out of session that first week of April. And on Friday, April 5th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we're inviting children ages 6 to 12 to join us up at Montezuma Audubon Center for a full day of play, outdoor exploration, and fun. This is a great opportunity for parents to drop their kids off with us, and then they can go off and enjoy their day, a little bit quieter day maybe. And the kids, you know, are being taken care of and are having an amazing time exploring. So just $35 a child for this opportunity here coming up Space is limited, so we're asking people to go to our website, montezuma.audubon.org, click on programs and events, and they'll see this opportunity as well as so many other opportunities that we have coming up this spring. So with these kids coming up on Day of Play, we're going to be having some fun with crafts. We're going to be hiking a portion of our 200 acres and maybe going out about a half-mile walk to check out the forests, the grasslands, and around the wetland habitats, enjoy all the songbirds that are migrating into the area. Going to be having some fun scientific experiments over the course of the day. We do ask that parents send the children with a snack and lunch and water for the day. We'll take care of the rest.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we've got some walks. We've thrown the towel in on snowshoeing for the season again. So we've got some walks in April.
Yeah, so April 13th and April 27th at 7:30 in the evening. So these are Saturdays. We're going to be leading walks around Montezuma Audubon Center, focusing in on a really unique bird called the American woodcock. This is a bird that is just now migrating back into the area. It has an amazing way of courtship. So the adults, particularly the males, will go through this amazing flight pattern. We call it a sky dance almost, because these males will slowly lift off the ground, typically in a grassland or marsh habitat, and almost whistle as they're rising up several hundred feet into the air. And once they reach certain elevation, then they go into this dramatic dive, where they continue to make all sorts of whistles and tweets and trying to attract the attention of an adult female. And this courtship takes place all around the Finger Lakes region in grasslands and marsh habitats. The males and the females make this unique peent sound, and just that sky dance is so amazing. So we're going to be focusing in on the species here with these two excursions on Saturday evenings. They're great opportunities for the family to get out and enjoy nature together, enjoy spring migration. And again, space limited, so we're asking people to register on the website.
Check it all out on the website. Chris, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Josh.
Hey, that will do it for this edition of Inside the FLX. For more, check out the show on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.